Okay, apropos of absolutely nothing.
Yes.
We're doing a quiz.
Hey!
Now, I've not told you anything about this quiz, have I?
No.
Okay. This is based on a game I've been playing recently that you can play on Google. Mm-hmm. Just shout out that little plucky little
Thing. Little shout out for Google, by the way. Tired of using Bing? Bored of Ask Jeeves? And,
I actually don't use Google, do you?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Well, I use one called DuckDuckGo.
Is that dark web?
It's not dark web, but it does, you don't get followed around the internet in quite the same way by cookies. I don't quite understand what that means, but...
Not only do I not use Google, but I don't really so much as take a dump in this town without Google giving me permission. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I use Google, it's just I am Google now. It's sort of happened. It's me.
They're but using like, you.
No, but I think so, because we're essentially harvesting information for them. I now, every time I, you know, like, all my default browsers are Google. Mm-hmm. If I log into something, I do that through Google.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Google's become, it's become a medium through which to...
You are but a scythe cutting through the wheat of your own life. Exactly. Lazing it into Google's wheat van.
Yeah.
Anyway, DuckDuckGo has a charming little duck as its...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Quite so
the quiz is on Google, you're saying?
Anyway, so the quiz is on Google. I don't know quite what it is, really. But anyway, it's a quiz where... I can't remember what it's called in Google, but let's call it Which is Older?
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to say two things to you. They could be people. They could be like sort of famous buildings. Mm-hmm. They could be an invention. They could be a concept. Mm. I'll give you two.
Isn't this quite similar to a radio quiz format or something that Richard Osman did called the birthday game or something? I think that's when you had to guess what someone's birthday was.
Shut up!
We can't take another legal barracking from Osman. We're only just recovering from the last one.
Okay. I mean, imagine if we did so many of these games, Ben, they became almost like a home of games. A home of games.
An abode of games.
An abode of games. Anyway, go on. So carry on.
So that's how it's going to work. You'll hear two things, and you have to say which one's older.
And do me and Mike compete, or with each other?
I think we'll do one at a time. I'll do one for Mike, one for Henry, one for Mike, one for Henry.
Okay, very good.
And let's see how we do.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go for Mike first.
Yes, please.
I might include some sort of tensiony music behind this.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah.
Mike, which is older, the Body Mass Index or the Starry Night by Van Gogh?
Oh, I would have thought the Starry Night by Van Gogh.
Incorrect.
Is it really?
Body Mass Index, 1830.
Fair play to them.
Starry Night, 1889.
Well, well.
Okay, we move on to Henry. The Sacré-Cœur in Paris.
Yep.
Which is a church, is it?
It is indeed, at the top of Montmartre. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice white-domed kind of church that's quite attractive. You go up, get your caricature done on the way up.
Go up some very, very high, nice steep steps and collapse. There's usually someone vomiting halfway up.
Sacré-Cœur or the Golden Gate Bridge, which is older?
Well, I'm going to go Golden Gate Bridge.
Incorrect.
Oh, you dick.
you tried to do the reverse of what I did before.
I've tried to do, because he's double, because Bonjo's always one step ahead.
I thought he was double bluffing the first time. And
I thought he set up a precedent with the bluff, so exactly. I went with the bluff. Yeah. But of course Ben knows that I would have, Bonjo knows that I would have thought that. And whatever you think, Matt,
it's the
next.
Quadro bluff.
It's a quadro bluff.
Welcome to Bonjo's House of Pain.
And Mike, whatever you think now that Ben thinks, he's thought
pieces.
That. And even if you have a thought now and you go, at the last minute, I'll change that thought to the opposite, Bonjo would have thought of that as well. So if you think I won't do that after all, Bonjo will have thought of that as well.
He's anticipated my every move.
There's nothing you can do.
So the Sacré-Cœur was 1914, the Golden Gate Bridge, 1937.
But yes, that one is as you'd expect. Mm. So the first one was as you wouldn't expect. The second one was as you would expect. What's the third one going to be?
Don't try and
can we
keep
crack
tabs
the Bonjo,
on Bonjo. It's
the
impossible.
Bonjo algorithm. Okay.
Mike.
Yes.
Which is older, the Brooklyn Bridge, mm-hmm. which I believe goes from Brooklyn to Manhattan, or the Theremin?
See, this is one of what he's drawing me into, the Theremin, isn't he?
I'm
going to say that The theremin, damn you.
Incorrect.
Of course, he doubled down on things being the obvious one. You twat. He was never gonna.
He's made me look like
He's made you like a fucking dick. He was never gonna alternate it, was he? He's too clever. So where the hell am I now, Mike?
I've completely lost track.
So he's got non-obvious, obvious. He's got non-obvious, obvious, obvious. Because you thought you'd crack the Bonjo code and just alternate. He's far more complex than that.
Two data points was enough to crack the code.
I did this yesterday with the computer Deep Blue, and it lost. So, you know,
yeah, it actually turned light brown, didn't it? It shat itself. It had to change its color algorithm.
So the Brooklyn Bridge was 1883, and the theremin is 1920.
So he's gone non-obvious. He's gone non-obvious, obvious, obvious. Is that a pattern? A B B. How do I crack the code of Bonjo?
Is he using the sonnet or the contrasonnet method,
or both? Or neither. It's like trying to flirt with a member of the French royal family. It's just, it's too. There's so much. There's so much going on. There's
as
so much subtext.
The blade
subtext
of the guillotine is biting into their neck.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. There's so little time. But I'll cut. But I will kiss those dead lips before the day is out. Okay,
Henry, the British Museum, or the Arc de Triomphe. We're going
you
back
bastard.
To Paris.
Which is older?
Yeah.
So he's gone. He's gone non-obvious, obvious, obvious. This one, I feel like there isn't an obvious. Of course, there isn't. He's changed the algorithm. There isn't an obvious or a non-obvious. I'm going to go. Which is older, British Museum or Arc de Triomphe? I'm going to say Arc de Triomphe.
Incorrect.
Oh, fuck's sake, Bonjo. It's impossible. There's nothing we can do.
British Museum, 1759. Arc de Triomphe, 1836.
Oh, I would have... I was thinking Arc de Triomphe would have been created by the first Napoleon, but it wasn't. It was obviously later than that.
Yeah, it might have been Napoleon III.
Napoleon III.
But don't quote me on that. Okay, Mike.
So currently House has won. Bonjo has won every single one, right? We've not got one right.
House always
wins. I should tell you also, at this stage, each one you lose, you're giving me £100.
Oh, so that was the disclaimer that we digitally signed, wasn't it? Just before we came on, you made us digitally sign a disclaimer, and you said it probably isn't time for us to read the digital disclaimer, but you should probably just sign it anyway.
Exactly.
That one.
That's why you've had the pupils of your eyes replaced by QR codes, isn't it? As soon as we look you in the eye.
Yeah,
we've scanned the T's and C's.
Oh, okay, shit. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball star Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Or the film, the Oscar-winning film, How Green Was My Valley?
How Green Was My Valley?
Correct!
Yes! Oh, well done, Mike. I've never even heard of How Green Was My Valley.
That's what I was basing the answer on.
Michael Jordan was 1963. How Green Was My Valley is 1941. Yeah. It won Best Picture. It's a Welsh book turned into a film. And if you ever watch it, all of the actors in the Hollywood version are Irish. All of them.
Also, I'm going to... Also, I'm going to guess, spoiler alert, I'm going to guess that it is implicit at the end of the film that the answer to the question asked by the title is very.
Mm-hmm.
But done in a black and white film.
But done in a black and white film.
So you really have to take their word for it.
You have to take
it. So it's very much a tell, don't show era of filmmaking, isn't it?
That's
a brave choice.
So, Henry, to claw one back.
Okay.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Or Nirvana.
Which is older?
Clever, clever,
clever,
Bonjo.
Clever, clever bastard. Bonjo. Can I say it's almost an honour to be wriggling at the end of your spear? Yet again. Impaled to the floor of a Soho toilet. Ben. You know, when it comes to quiz mastering, Ben is actually like a shark, isn't he? He's the perfect predator.
Yeah. No one mentioned sharks.
There is something very ancient going on in the way that Ben is dismantling us. Something very, very ancient.
Some kind of ancient terrapin.
Yeah. So the question is, which is older, Forrest Gump or Nirvana? I'm going to go for Nirvana.
Correct.
Yes.
Henry's on the scoreboard.
That was just gut instinct, really, nothing else. But it must be close. I'm going. Is it like 92 versus 94 or something?
94 versus 1987.
Oh, Nirvana. Yeah. Because they would have been poodling about for quite a while before they made it big. They went through different sounds in disco.
Fun classical.
Yeah, they went through a whole lot of different sounds, didn't they?
And Wurlitzer.
Mike Pink Floyd or Gone with the Wind?
Playing a deadly game with you.
Because obviously I'm lurching hard towards Gone with the Wind. Of course I am.
Do you know that game that's called, is it called Beef Patty? He's playing a deadly game of Beef Patty with you.
You're obsessed with beef patties.
Or Hide the Beef or something. It's a game where... It's the burger on a string or something. Mm-hmm. It's a classic I think it's like an old black and white movie era sort of comedy trick or music hall thing of
someone trying to burger on a string.
Someone sells you a burger, you buy it, but then they pull the burger and the burger's on a string.
Oh, I see.
It's a classic burger on a string.
But were Pink Floyd, were they tiny when they, I don't know. Oh.
Right,
I'm going to try and play the game. I'm going to say Pink Floyd is older.
Mike, you thicko. Prick.
No.
That's what you do to people, Ben. That's what you did to Mike. Don't blame Mike.
You are completely disordered and discombobulated my whole sense of spatial time and awareness.
Ben, you know what you are? You're a fucking Amazon frog that has evolved to have like an eagle's face on its back. Mike is an innocent, noble, and
the face is going backwards as well.
He's landed on next to you, thinking that you're an eagle. You're having a chat, and you've just pissed acid onto his face and killed him.
You've shot
because he thought you were an eagle, but you
full of venom that attacks time itself in my brain.
So, exactly. Mike, Pink Floyd were founded in 1965. Gone with the Wind is from 1939.
Bloody hell, that's a big...
Yeah, that's
Do you always give yourself extra points, Ben, if you can... It's like
that's
hook us on an absolute... Yeah. Like sell us an absolute whopper like that.
Mm. But okay.
It is sort of like poker, isn't it, though, Mike? It's not just about... Because it's trying to second-guess Ben.
Yeah.
But maybe we should just focus on the facts.
He's got under my skin now. That's the trouble.
Yeah, I know. Because you're gone. You're lost. you've lost your head now, haven't you? Haven't you?
This is the most dangerous time for me to keep playing.
It's so dangerous for Mike right now. Don't make any big decisions now, Mike, for God's sake.
Right, okay. Here's my car keys.
Lock them away. Yeah. Flush them down the toilet.
It's my wedding album.
I thought Mike was putting in his car keys as a kind of...
He's gone all in.
The ante. Yeah.
He's gone all in.
Okay, Henry.
Yeah.
The movie of West Side Story.
The movie of West Side... By the way...
No, don't do it. We know. We know.
Because obviously there are two movies. I'm assuming it's the earlier one.
It's the original movie, yeah.
Yeah, the original movie, yeah. Okay, go on.
Or Bob Dylan?
Movie of West Side Story. So it's definitely 60s. So Bob Dylan was around in the 60s, wasn't he? 65. Bob Dylan was pootling around so he would have been born in the 50s. I think the West Side Story, it's Colour, but Colour was around for ages. Who's in it? Antoine Dubeck? I've lost my mind.
Crucially, is Bob Dylan in it?
Is Bob Dylan in it? Because that would be a clue. So I'm trying to think. West Side Story, the musical, which I haven't actually seen.
I want to live in America.
Is it Marlon Brando? I'm not actually fucking seeing it. I think it is Marlon Brando. Is it Marlon Brando? Or is that that's Superman 2. Hang on. that's Guys and Dolls, which is another musical. So I'm thinking it's 60s. I think Bob Dylan's older.
So West Side Story, the film, was from 1961. Bob Dylan was born in 1941. Correct.
Yes.
Henry has two, Mike has one. Hmm. Mike, the CN Tower in Toronto. Or the film Rain Man.
Surely the CN Tower.
I didn't even know what that is.
Correct. CN Tower is 1976. Rain Man is 1988. Okay. And now level pegging. Henry, Boris Becker.
Okay.
Or Amelia Earhart. Don't quite know what I was thinking with this.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Is there some kind of trick? Are you going to sort of reveal that Amelia Earhart is actually still technically alive in my house? She's in an ice cube wrap.
It's the Bermuda Triangle, small print.
So is Amelia Earhart so Amelia Earhart is older than Boris Becker, I'm going to say.
Correct. Yeah. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The Empire State Building.
Yes.
Or Charles Bukowski.
Bukowski.
No way. It's...
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's a point.
No. I definitely would have gone state. Yeah.
Empire State Building, 1933. Charles Bukowski, 1920. Henry, Taj Mahal.
Yes.
Or the Mona Lisa.
That's good. I'm going to go for the Mona Lisa.
Correct.
Yes.
Is it really?
Taj Mahal, 1648. Mona Lisa, 1506. Although it's believed he may have kept working on it until 1512, I read earlier.
Mm. It's still a comfortable win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Or the Statue of Liberty.
I'm assuming it's Statue of Liberty, but I can't remember when that was. So Buzz Aldrin's got to be born in like the late 30s or something, right? He must have been in his I'm assuming early 30s or mid 30s. I'm assuming he was in his 30s, 40 tops when he hit the moon, right? I'm going to say Statue of Liberty.
When was the moon landing?
69.
69?
I'm going to say Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty was built in 1886.
There we go.
And had Buzz Aldrin been born before that, he would have been a very, very old spaceman indeed.
Yeah.
He was in fact born in 1930.
There we go. 39.
Okay, you're at level pegging, 4 each. Although in my head it feels like Henry was doing better than Mike, but either I've messed up the scoring.
I think it's because of my horrendous humiliation.
There's something about our group's dynamic whereby I do see this as me and Mike versus Bonjo. I'm not remotely seeing Mike as my competition here.
Yes, I'm experiencing a similar thing, really.
You know what? It's like Squid Game. We're not competing against each other. Ben is the faceless billionaire who's put us in this position in the first place.
If we can only just not turn against each other, then we have won.
That's how you beat Bonjo. Yeah. He wants us to turn against each other.
Henry.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yes.
Or Donald Sutherland.
Oh.
Or the film of The Sound of Music.
Okay, so... Sound of Music. I don't actually know. When would that have come out? I'm thinking that's got to be 60s. Kiefer Sutherland was in 1980s films as a sort of teenager, so he would have been born in about 65, I reckon, because he was in the 80s. What films was he in? He was in Flatliners. That would have been
that vampire one.
That vampire, Lost Boys. Yeah, Lost Boys. I reckon let's say that's 85. Let's say he's 20 in that. He's born in 65, which now would make him 67, 70.
It doesn't matter at all how old he is now.
Well, that's a new game that we could play, which is how old are things now? also, everything's the same age, isn't it? No.
Nope.
On a cellular level, on a molecular basis. So let's say he was born in 65. I'm going to go for Sound of Music being early 60s. I'm going Sound of Music's older.
So Kiefer Sutherland was born in 1966.
Mm. Okay, not a bad guess.
Sound of Music came out in 1965.
Oh, close. I just did it.
You did
I
it?
Won. Oh, by the skin of my teeth.
Okay.
Oh, drama.
Very good.
What scenes? I do like that film. I'm a big fan of that film. Do you like that film?
The Sound of Music or Lost Boys?
Sound of Music.
It's good sound of music.
Lost Boys was one of those ones I rewatched and struggled with about five years ago.
I haven't seen it since for many years. Flatliners, I remember enjoying a lot.
That, I used to love that film.
What happens in Flatliners?
Kevin Bates, so a bunch of medical students who want to like taste death. So they basically sort of kill each other and then
in a medical. But they kind of bring each other back. So in a sort of medical setup, you know, they nick stuff from a hospital and they send you into death and pull you back at the last minute.
See what's on the other side.
So you see what's on the other side.
We had a version of that in secondary school. Did you ever do that thing where if you hold your breath for long enough and then someone punches you in the stomach, you'll like lose consciousness?
No, Ben, I think you were being bullied, Ben. I think we can now talk about this. It wasn't scientific research.
And then when you came to the following day, they assured you that everyone else had had a go. Of course they'd had a go. It's just that you went first because you were so good at it.
It was Kiefer Sutherland. Came to my school.
Doing research for a film.
Yeah. So I assume in Flatliners, obviously, there's a moment where it goes horribly wrong and someone...
I tell you what happens.
Things get weird.
Things get freaky. I think the thing happens, which happens in a lot of horror films, is it where you end up revisiting in this space you go into when you die. You end up kind of maybe revisiting stuff from your past that's bad that you've done or something comes back. And anyway, but one thing which happens is something travels over into our realm from the death realm, I think, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
And I think it's like an evil little kid who's a bit scary.
Something. Okay. Mike.
It's got one of the Baldwins in it as well.
Of course.
Christ the Redeemer. Yes. The statue in Rio.
Okay, okay.
Or the German Reichstag building.
Do you know what? Do you mean the modern Reichstag or the... What do we mean here?
Well, the modern Reichstag is like a refurb of the original. So
the original rather than the sort of glassy bit on top.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go counterintuitive. I'm going to say I think the Reichstag is older.
It is.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, you're on 5-all.
Nicely done.
Henry. John McEnroe.
Yeah.
Or the concept of paintball.
Well, some would say the concept of paintball predates us all. Isn't it? So paintball. Well, I think the concept of paintball would have been something that was invented in World War II for training manoeuvres. Paintball.
Okay, so John McEnroe was born in 1959, and paintball started in 1981.
Fuck you. Fuck everyone. Ah, damn. Okay.
Okay, so you're level pegging going into the final two questions.
Okay.
This is perfect. This is Osman level stuff.
Doesn't get better than this. Yeah, it doesn't get better. 81, paintball. I thought my little shout was quite a good shout, though, even though it's not true, but it was a nice thing to imagine.
I think it'd be interesting. I worry that if we looked into it, you might be right, and then they sort of commercially did it from the 80s, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you have to get this one right to win.
Okay.
If you don't get it right, you might still draw. Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm.
Or Girl with a Pearl Earring by Vermeer. Is it Vermeer?
Yes.
Yeah, it is by... Ooh. I'm going to say Girl with a Pearl Earring. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to lurch towards Henry VIII for a sec, but I'm going to lurch away. I'm going to lurch towards Girl with a Pearl Earring.
Well, Girl with a Pearl Earring was painted in 1665. Henry VIII was born in 1491.
Oh, not even close.
Okay, Henry, to win.
No? Okay, yeah, because Mike got that wrong. Okay, brilliant. Yeah.
So you can either win or draw, basically.
Yeah.
Tupperware.
Oh, you cheeky devil.
Yeah. Or Kurt Cobain.
Oh, it's another Nirvana-themed one for me. So Tupperware has a strong sort of 50s feel to it for me in association. Tupperware parties, I'm thinking, is that a 50s thing? It feels like it's military technology that's been...
This is your paintball answer again.
I think it's military technology that has been repurposed for the new, you know, sort of domestic universe of washing machines and stuff that the newly emancipated women are enjoying. Oh, they're not actually that emancipated yet, are they? They're all on...
Depends
what year it is. Oh, yeah, good point. Right. That Tupperware, that's 50s. So then the other one was Kurt Cobain. So,
you've told me a fact about Kurt Cobain. I can take knowledge from the game itself, because I know that Nirvana started in 87.
You're hacking the game.
I'm hacking the game, Ben. I'm in the mainframe. You can't control me now himself. Without destroying yourself.
So 87. So that, I reckon he would have been, let's say he was 17. Like, he'd have been born in 1970. The Tupperware is definitely older.
So Kurt Cobain was born in 1967.
Yeah.
And Tupperware began in 1946.
Oh, woo-hoo! There we go. He's right. 46, just surplus military plastics.
Surplus military plastics.
So we finish up with Henry on 6 points and Mike on 5. Congratulations, Henry.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, fair.
You've won a washer dryer and a trip to Portugal. You have to take the washer dryer to Portugal with you on the plane.
Great game.
There you go. How do you feel? Elated?
I feel really good.
Yeah,
that was quite exciting. Yeah, I mean, even though I was sort of dismantled a bit.
Well, it was neck and neck, wasn't it?
But it was exciting.
Mike was a noble adversary. I think it took us a while to crack Bonjo's code. Mm. And then once we'd done that, it was a good fun contest.
He'll only return stronger.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'll be back.
Pam is really distressed, though. She's not very good at...
she doesn't like to feel that she's been owned by a loser, does she?
No, her master is now a loser.
I'll just go and reassure her quickly, and I'll be right back.
In terms of pack dynamics, Mike's now fallen like a stone just now.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, Mike's left. Henry, congratulations. Let's bring this to a close. See you next time on Bonjo's House of Pain. Ah.